Good morning. I'd like to call the Water Quality Supply and Treatment Subcommittee to order. Missy, please call the roll.
Chair Stevenson?
Here.
Vice Chair Maggard?
Here.
Ranking Member Hart?
Here.
Representative Altman?
Here.
Representative Basabi?
Here.
Representative Bell?
Here.
Representative Brackett?
Here.
Representative Cassell?
Here.
Representative Dunkley?
Here.
Representative Gonzalez-Pittman?
Present.
Representative Gossett-Sidman?
Here.
Representative Henson is excused. Representative Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Representative Robinson?
Here.
Representative Snyder?
Here.
Representative Temple?
Here.
Representative Waldron?
Here.
Representative Yeager?
Here.
We do have a quorum. I want to remind you to make sure your cell phone and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in silent mode. Members, I want to begin with a little more opening remarks than usual because this is such a unique opportunity for all of us. Welcome to the Water Quality Supply and Treatment Subcommittee meeting, our very first. We have a unique challenge and opportunity before us. Speaker Renner has reorganized the House committee structure and created the Infrastructure Strategies Committee to signify the importance of being proactive when it comes to addressing Florida's most basic long-term infrastructure needs. Within this committee, the Speaker has created three subcommittees, one focused on Florida's water resources, one on conservation and resiliency, and one on transportation. Grouping these subcommittees together is part of the Speaker's long-term vision for Florida and his commitment to protecting our most precious resources now and for generations to come. The Speaker grouped these subcommittees together so that infrastructure planning and natural resource protection can be thoughtfully considered as a whole and not piecemeal. These subcommittees will work together to develop strategic solutions for the future of our water supply, water quality, transportation, land conservation, and resiliency to ensure Florida remains a beautiful and prosperous state for years to come. Our task will be to look at how we plan for our water resources in order to protect and enhance both our water quality and our water supply. We all know Florida is the envy of the country with our beautiful weather, business-friendly environment, low taxes, and great opportunities for education within our schools, colleges, and universities. The policies of this state, implemented by the governor and the legislature, have led to many people moving to Florida, currently 1,000 people moving to Florida a day. We need to look at what we are doing now and what we can do in the future to better plan for the state's growth and increased demands on our water supply. We must prioritize our water quality to ensure that the beautiful beaches, springs, lakes, estuaries, and wetlands, the things that make people want to live and vacation here, are protected. Planning today is vital, but we cannot plan for our water needs in a vacuum. We are housed under the Infrastructure Strategies Committee, and we will consider our water needs in concert with our land and transportation needs. This is essential to ensure that we successfully plan for the growth of our state and ensure Florida remains the Florida we know and love. These challenges can be very complex, so we must think strategically in order to produce practical long-term solutions. This subcommittee will work closely with our water management districts, the Department of Environmental Protection, the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and other local governments. I anticipate that we will spend these next several weeks hearing presentations and holding panel discussions so we can get a base understanding of the critical issues facing Florida's water resources. This first year will consist of a lot of education. There is a lot going on in Florida's water. We are laying groundwork for future years and to protect current and future Floridians. I want to thank each of you for your commitment to this subcommittee. The time and effort we invest on these issues will pay priceless dividends. Most of all, I would like to thank Speaker Renner for this bold opportunity and his vision in creating this subcommittee. And as a day of first, we are very fortunate today to have with us our chairman, Bobby Payne, who heads the Infrastructure Strategies Committee, which this committee reports to. Chair Payne's done extensive work on major water policy, and we're really grateful for that work and look forward to his service in these next years. Chair Payne, do you have some words to share with us?
Thank you, Chair, members, and thank you for being here. Certainly excited about the opportunities that are in front of us. So I just wanted to come share just a few thoughts. I think Chair Stevenson covered those very well. You know, the vision for what we're trying to accomplish from Speaker Renner's perspective is to understand what strategies we're going to use to continue to, for us to be Florida in future years. So I've repeated this message in the other two subcommittees, but I think along with the great benefits we all understand of people moving to our state and the great revenues that we have and share, there comes those challenges. And these are the challenges that we face in each of these subcommittees and the large Infrastructure Strategies Committee, how we're going to face those and how we're going to make sure that Florida stays Florida for our kids and our families in the future. Being an outdoorsman, I love the fact that we have a task in front of us that will keep our areas such as, you know, our ag lands available to us, that will also keep our, you know, our both our land and water in great shape and in good conditions, that we're challenged to make sure we still have clean water, that we have good water quality and quantity, and that we look at where are the natural corridors for not only wildlife, but for roads and seaports and inland seaports and gas transmission, as well as transmission lines. And then where are we building new communities? Should we be building new communities in areas that are affecting our water quality? And that those are some of the challenges that we have in front of us. If I use a couple words, and I've said these in other meetings, resiliency, and if you use sustainability, what do they mean in your minds? And to everyone in this room, you probably have a different definition based on the personal experience of what they really mean to you. Those are the challenges that we have. We look forward to hearing your opinions and your definitions, and certainly what your beliefs are on those. But I think finding synergies and efficiencies in infrastructure that have less environmental impacts, but that are needed for Florida's growth and our long-term vision to keep Florida, Florida is really part of the mission and goal that we have in each of these committees. So I look forward to working with you, certainly working with our very, very capable sub-chairs. And I know we have a rock star staff that supports us. Probably, again, I'll say this staff is the envy of every other House group there's here. We've recruited some phenomenal people. So make sure you use those people to your benefit. And I just want to thank again Speaker Renner. I'm honored that Speaker Renner chose me as a chair of a committee that is looking at the future of Florida. I think we'll all agree that it's one that's it's about time that we got there and that we look at where we'll be in future years. So, Chair, thank you so much for allowing me to stop in just for a few minutes and make a few comments. I look forward to our great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for taking the time to be with us. It lets us know how important it is and how we will be working together. Thank you. Well, next I'd like to do introductions, and I'll start just to give you a little idea, maybe, of the kind of things you might want to say. My name is Cindy Stevenson. I represent Florida House District 18 in the northern part of St. Johns County. District 18 lies entirely between the Atlantic Ocean and the St. Johns River, and is bordered on the south by the city of St. Augustine and to the north by Duval County, Jacksonville. I served as county commissioner in St. Johns, one of the fastest growing counties in the country from 2004 to 2015. I also served on the board of St. Johns River Alliance, which is a consortium of 16 counties linked along the St. Johns River. I enjoy, as I know many of you do, boating, fishing, sailing, anything on the water. I think that's one of the reasons that you are probably chosen and brought into this committee is your great affection for the water. So if you could please also give a little about yourself and your relevant experiences and any message or priorities on issues that you would like to discuss during this our coming committee here. Representative Maggard, our vice chair.
Thank you, Chairs. Stevens, and thank you, Chair Payne and Speaker Renner. I'm honored to be here. Randy Maggard, Pasco County. We border Green Swamp, so water is a big issue for us. It has been. My background in water, I was fortunate enough to be able to be on the governing board of Southwest Florida Water Management District, otherwise known as SWFMUD, much easier to say, with acronyms in the water. By the way, get you a book on acronyms, because the water people have acronyms, I can tell you that. My really goal is alternative water supply. I think that's the future of Florida. We ran a bill a couple years ago, SB 64, for reclaim. With the amount of people moving and the growth that this state is taking on, and I understand why everybody wants to come here. I got it. Being a native here, water is important. Without water, the rest of it doesn't matter. We can talk about growth, business, everything else, but if we don't have the water, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. So I'm thankful for the committee we have here today, and learn as much as you can. There's a lot of great resources out there about water, and it is important that you understand, because the decisions we will eventually be making is for the future, is for our grandkids in places for the state. So thank you very much, Chair.
Well said, Vice Chair. Next, I'd like if you would introduce yourself, Ranking Member Hart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm State Representative Diane Hart out of House District 63, which is Hillsborough County, and I have about 180,000 people in my House District. I am very interested in this committee, even though it was not my starred committee, but he must have known I needed it. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful to the Speaker for putting me on this committee, even though I wasn't thinking about water quality at the time. You all know that I'm out of Hillsborough County, where we had Piney Point that decimated parts of our water quality. So to be on this committee is very, very important to me. But I also want to take a look at the septic to sewer, because there is a dire need for so many people to get off of their septic tanks and get on to our sewer. I know it's going to be very difficult. I realize it's going to take a lot of money, but I think that if we really want to ensure water quality, we're going to have to do something about it. So I look forward to working with you and this entire committee, because I know we cannot make any additional water. It's what we have, and we've got to protect it, and we've got to ensure that it's clean and drinkable. And that's an issue that we've been having in my county. So I look forward to working on this committee.
Thank you for sharing that, Ranking Member Hart. Next, we'll begin over on the left here. It's Representative
Basabi.
Representative Basabi, if you would go, and we'll work our way around the room.
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Fabian Basabi, I represent District 106, which is Miami-Dade County, east of Biscayne, and Aventura, back to Miami Shores. I'm very excited to be on this committee. I actually live on Biscayne Bay in Miami Beach, and I went paddleboarding with my son recently, and my skin just smelled differently after coming out of the waters. And I think that key elements in coexisting are respect and consideration, and we need to understand our surroundings and protect and respect everything around us. So I'm looking forward to creating great policies to ensure that we hold people accountable and seeing what we can do to help our municipalities build and fix the infrastructure that's needed, because we've got a lot of pipes bursting into our waters. We've got a lot of boaters and I'm a boater, and I love the freedom of the seas, but we've got a lot of people that are not respecting our bays, and a lot of people not anchoring properly, a lot of overnighters just not doing the right thing. So I'm really interested in learning in any ways I can introduce problems of my district and learn from yours and do our best to see if we can take care of our beautiful paradise that we inherit.
Terrific. Representative Castle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Hillary Cassell from District 101, which is Broward County, Dania Beach, Davie, Hollywood, Hallandale, and parts of Fort Lauderdale. I am a coastal community. I also have the honor of representing Port Everglades, which is obviously a huge economic engine, and the water system is very important to my district. I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Madam Chair, for taking some time with me yesterday. I do want to thank the Speaker. The awesome responsibility of being a part of this committee is not lost on me. As a proud native of this state, Protecting our water for future generations and ensuring quality and quantity is extremely important. I am truly honored to be here to work with all of you, and I look forward to that opportunity.
Thank you. Representative Gossett-Seidman?
Yes, thank you. I'm Peggy Gossett-Seidman, District 91, which is Boca Raton, Highland Beach, and Western Palm Beach County. I have about 115,000 constituents. Water, you can't get away from water in Florida, which is a great thing. We are a port of a Boca Raton port. We have lakes, canals like everyone. I've lived on the intercoastal 31 years. I'm a boater, scuba diver, and I'm just thrilled and honored to be a part of this committee so that we can ensure our water quality. And I'm grateful to my fellow committee members, and will do everything I can to learn about every other district so we can put it together, come up with a great package. Thank you very much.
Great attitude. Thank you so much. Next, we have Representative Thad Altman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thad Altman, House District 32, which is on the Space Coast. Four cities, Indian Harbor Beach, Indian Atlantic, Melbourne, and Rockledge. Very large unincorporated area of Vieira. We're coastal, and we're sandwiched between the St. John's and the ocean as well. And we've had a long history of water issues like virtually every part of our state. And I'm really excited about being on this committee. And Madam Chairman, I'm excited about working with you. You've got a lot of experience. And it's I really appreciate what Chairman Payne had to say, this idea of looking at our environmental resources as infrastructure is a really neat thing. And I'm excited about that vision that we have with our speaker. Without water, we can't live. So it's a very important infrastructure. Thanks.
100%. Representative Robinson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will Robinson, House District 71, western portion of Manatee County, the coast of Gulf of Mexico. Representative Hart mentioned the Piney Point disaster that actually occurred in my district, and it was probably an example of where we weren't futuristic or forward-looking in terms of our water. So I'm very pleased to be on this subcommittee with the vision of Speaker Renner and the vision of you, Madam Chair, to have a plan moving forward, because water, frankly, is the ultimate bipartisan issue. We're going to have a lot of stuff that we are going to debate, but I think water is one of those issues that we can all agree on, and I'm excited to serve on this subcommittee and see the great work that we're going to do for our great Floridians. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Brackett.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Brackett from District 34, which includes the southernmost part of Brevard County and all of Indian River County. I'm happy to be here and honored to serve on this committee. Prior to this, I was had the pleasure of serving as council member for the city of Vero Beach and also mayor for a short term there, and I had the opportunity to work on a number of water quality issues, and so I'm excited about this committee, what we can bring to it, and the tasks that we have before us that I think we can handle. We'll continue to work on water quality because, as has been said, it's such an important part of the state, whether it's the lagoon, whether it's drinking water, whether it's St. John's River, you name it. It's all important. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Temple.
Thank you, Chair. My name is John Temple. I represent District 52. That covers all of Sumter County and east part of Hernando County. Many people know Sumter County for the villages. We are a large retirement development that is continuing to grow and expand, probably one of, if not the fastest growing area in the state. And so supply and treatment is really important to our area. Personally, my family knows that if Dad has any say about where we're going on vacation, it's going to be near the water. And so taking care of our community, our state, is extremely important. I'm proud to be a part of this group.
Very good. Representative Bell.
Good morning, Madam Chair. And it's an honor for me to serve under you and this such an important topic in our state of Florida. I am Melanie Bell, and I have the honor to represent District 49, which is the southern Polk County. I live in Fort Meade, which is a very small town, and then I have five other cities in my district. I was a city commissioner and mayor for 14 years, and then ran for county commissioner and served there for 8 years. And while I was on the county commission, we had a lot of water issues in Polk County. Up in the Poinciana north side of Polk, people turned on their faucet in the morning and had no water. Well, we all have to have water to live and to be sustainable. So water is very important to me as as a Floridian, I'm a native Floridian, and so where I'm located, we're in the headwaters of the Peace River, and the Peace River is very important. It flows down to Port Charlotte. We're the ones that are here. So in Polk County, we have over 100 lakes and a lot of beautiful lakes. So if you ever want to go on vacation, come to Polk County and enjoy our leisure services. Thank you.
Watch out. The TDC is going to hire you.
That's right.
Next, we have Rep. Waldron.
Thank you. And it's an honor to be here because, as we all know, water's probably the most important thing that crosses, it affects everybody's life and our whole ecosystem. My district is 93, and that's in Palm Beach County. So that's Wellington, Western Lake Worth, and Green Acres. So Lake Okeechobee, we're very close to that. I was also, before this, I was a port commissioner in Port of Palm Beach. And so, you know, the environmental impact of dredging and its impact on marine life and, you know, the tourism was always something that we paid careful attention to. And we're, our port is right next to the Manatee Center. So we were, you know, very aware of what was going on with the manatees the last couple of years and the mortality rates that were happening. So, you know, we want clean drinking water. We want to continue to enjoy it. But we also need to pay attention to how it impacts, you know, the entire ecosystem and the marine life. So I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Well, thank you. We're happy to have you. Next, we have Representative Gonzalez-Pittman.
Good afternoon. I'm Karen Gonzalez-Pittman, and I represent District 65, which is Hillsborough County. I'm in South Tampa, all the way up to West Chase. My district is bordered by Tampa Bay, so water quality is very important. I'm a native Floridian, and tourism is one of the three legs of the economic stool for Florida. So, and I believe many people come to Florida because of our great water sports and water activities. I, too, am a fan of all water activities. So I'm looking forward to serving on this committee.
Very good. Representative Dunkley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Lisa Dunkley, District 97. Which is the central, I call it the west central part of Broward County. You know, being an island girl, growing up in the island, surrounded by lots of water, and then now living in South Florida for from a young age too, I know the importance of water and the economic engine that it is for our state to bring dollars back to our state and the quality of water for our people. So I'm grateful to be part of this committee, to be able to serve in this capacity. And I look forward to working with my colleagues for us to get it right on water. And I appreciate being here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Yeager.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity to serve on this important committee here. I'm in District 56, Brad Yeager, and my whole west side of my district, like others, is a coastal district. So I live in the water myself. And definitely understand the importance of water and understand the balance of growth and water quality is a tough issue, and there's a lot of complexities to it. And I absolutely agree with the layout and structure of this committee being a part of infrastructure. It absolutely is in Florida. And I look forward to talking about those growth strategies in this committee and making sure that we're balanced and being positive as we go forward. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Representative Overdorf. I'm having a little trouble seeing down the line. Make sure I don't take you out of turn.
Well, thank you, Madam Chairman. I appreciate being seen. Thank you very much. I'm grateful to be a part of this committee and grateful to be a part of such an illustrious body and the culmination of many years of vision of the Speaker as well as Chair Payne and understanding what we can be doing to not only improve our environment but understanding that the environment and Florida's economy are so interdependent, and that's an area that I feel very strong about and have practiced within. I have an environmental consulting firm back on the East Coast and have a master's degree in biology and done my master's work on restoration ecology. So it's an area that I feel very strongly about and look forward to working in, especially that I serve now on the southern half of St. Lucie County and the northern half of Martin County. You'll hear from my compatriot who covers the other portion of Martin County. And we have the illustrious distinction of 100 years of the Cross Florida St. Lucie County Canal that has been dumping fresh water into our estuary for now going on 100 years. And finding some ways to manage as well as deal with that and restore the St. Lucie estuary, which has been found to be, along with the Indian River Lagoon, the most diverse, the most biodiverse estuary in the entire country. So it's an area that we feel very strongly about and needing restoration, additional work within that, and look forward to working with this committee and solving some different ways that we can do that. So thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Overdorf. And I believe last but not least, Representative Snyder.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members, excited to get to work with you all on this committee. My name is John Snyder from Martin, representing parts of Martin and Palm Beach County. The District 86 is bordered by Lake Okeechobee in the Atlantic Ocean, and as Representative Overdorf mentioned, lots of water in between, some that we like and others we're working on. So excited to get to work, Madam Chair. Fellow members, thank you.
Well, thank you. What a great group of people all chosen for your care and appreciation for the complexity of the subject and of the importance of Florida's water. And there was a comment about water and our economy. I believe Representative Overdorf mentioned that. I've often observed that when you have a strong economy, you can afford to take good care of your natural resources. And in Florida, they are also economic drivers and quality of life drivers. So it's a big win to make these important decisions. And I am extremely grateful for all of you and for the task that we have at hand. I also would like to introduce our staff, because we have this illustrious staff, and I'm so grateful for them. To my right is Alex Moore, our policy chief. Missy Jones, our administrative lead. Missy Jones, our administrative lead. She's trying to keep me straight every day. And Katie Gawin, our attorney. Oh, Katie, okay. And Alexandra Mamentoff. Did I say that? Mamentoff. There you go. Alexandra Mamentoff, who is our attorney, Alexandra Mamentoff. Okay, all right. Well, welcome, and we're really grateful for your support. And as Chair Payne said, there's a lot of resources. There's knowledgeable people in here in this body. I know now that we've had a chance to introduce, that's another opportunity. There's some things I've heard about that I would like to go and see when I have time to come out and see. I've been reading about Piney Point, really interested in the canal that Representative Overdorf mentioned, and so many beautiful places in Florida. Members, this concludes our committee agenda, and seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Castle moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.